Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Timothy Lyons, in studio HQ, Scottsdale, joined as always by Mr. Randy Angston.
What, you get the full name and I get Randy?
Randall Angston. Randall Von Angston.
Oh.
Randall Von Angston. In fact, oh, Randy God, is the cover model of our YouTube channel. if you go to our YouTube channel, type in Built to Grow Podcast, you could be one of our 114 subscribers there, and you just hit the subscribe, smash the subscribe button. And you'll see every thumbnail is Randy.
Pretty much all of my face, anyway, you could possibly
you could see. You can see beard on, beard off, hair up, hair down,
hat beanie. No hat, shirts off guy. No, just
greased up.
Greased up guy.
Yeah. So anyways, I was just noticing that today.
We were laughing about that one.
So yes, really quick, guys, quick announcement. In October, which is coming up very soon, we are hosting a private event. Closed door boardroom style meeting here in town, where we're inviting a special group of gym owners, our Iron Circle, to basically get in the trenches, and we're going to create our next 12-month marketing calendar, including all assets, runs, plays, internal, external, partnerships, guerrilla marketing tactics, in the entire play, like the assets, the social share images, the ad copy, the email copy, the text copy, the automations. And we're going to plan it out for the next 12 months for two reasons. One, if you listen to a podcast or two ago, we talked about getting your ducks in a row. But this was something we were already in the works. This is our next Iron Circle event. If you have interest in our Iron Circle, if you want to be in that closed door private event that's going to be here in town, October, 22nd, 23rd here in town, you're going to need to book a call, have a chat with Randy. Uh-huh. We've got a Iron Circle book call event. It's pfmarketingsolutions.com/Scottsdale, pfmarketingsolutions.com/call. Yep. We'll put that in the show notes. Mm-hmm. If you have interest in the Iron Circle, we've actually been getting a lot of questions about the Iron Circle. We have not talked about it a whole lot. We do these events. We take care of the folks that are in there, but we have not open enrollment by design, yeah. But we have decided as a collective group that we want to grow the contingent, you know, the group of people in there. And this will be our next event, and it's going to be a doozy. It's going
to
be a doozy.
Yeah, that one's awesome. And the idea for that one came out of our last event to some degree. You know, we were surrounded. We got marketing idea, you know, like top level understanding how to market type stuff. And this one's going to be a little bit more tactical, a little bit more X's and O's, right? Right. We're actually going to build out and implement the actual play that we want to run over the next year, and utilizing all of the things that we learned at the last one. And so I'm excited for this because I know how much, I mean, back from the days when we were in the lead gen seat, gyms, you know, can struggle. Gym owners can struggle to forecast and lay out marketing ahead of the, holy crap, I need to run something today. Mm-hmm. And this gives peace of mind, stability. You know, we know that with, you know, the time that we spent in this seat doing marketing, we know some of the trends, we know the things to say. And so we're going to put our heads together collectively, bring what we know to the table, and build this out. And I'm super excited about it because I know it's going to immediately start impacting.
Well, that's a return on investment exactly. Like no other. Yep. Like imagine having tried and true marketing strategies, tactics, and plays all planned out, ready to launch, you know, in a couple of days. It's going to be longer than that. We'll have some follow-up stuff. But in that you know, boardroom, we're calling it the boardroom meeting, we're gonna have it all laid out. So when the folks head home on the plane, you know, comfortable, you got a vision. But anyways, we know this is important to a lot of gym owners out there. We know this is the struggle where most of you listening are kind of struggling on a month to month basis.
Like that's the obvious struggle, I would say.
Exactly. And so we put this together and we're gonna open it up to folks that qualify. jump on a call, pfmarketingsolutions.com/call if you have interest in the Iron Circle. All right. So this episode, we're going to talk to you about something that's been coming up a lot. It's very unsexy in a way, sure, if you think about it. But you know, you can call it the 20-mile march. It's you can talk about doing the things necessary, even though they're not comfortable or sexy or pleasant sometimes. But these are this is the path to success. What did you say just before?
Oh man, you always gotta remind me ahead of the time before you put me on the things.
You said something very, very.
It was like the path of least resistance is not the path to success.
That's what you said.
And I mean, it's the truth, right? Adversity, we're all faced with it. You know, we as entrepreneurs know that sometimes it feels like Christmas and sometimes it feels like you're, you know, in hell and surrounded by God knows what, trying to get out of it. And it's those moments where you have to just go back to the discipline, you know, and the things that you know you should be doing and executing daily, mm-hmm, in order to get out of that. Action needs to happen, right? And so, like you said, it's not always sexy and fun to talk about, but sometimes, you know, we are that person that's pulling the trigger. We're the one doing the work. And if you're out there and you're working on your business every day and you're completely neglecting the skill set and your ability to perform better, more optimal, you know, in any way, think faster, you know, provide better knowledge, whatever it may be. But if you are a component in this level of success as well, and you need to be kind of nurturing that component as much as you are the business, the marketing tactics, the sales strategies, and all of that.
So you got to be on top of your game. And so I think a lot of the struggle that most gym owners have mentally is due to the fact they see social media and they see these success posts, and you see these like people making millions, and you know, like, why isn't that me? And you know, first off, the first thing I would tell anybody is turn it off.
Absolutely,
get it out of your head. Because number one, probably 5% of that's even true.
I would say if you're the type of individual, look at that and go, man, I wish that was me, or mm-hmm, or that must be nice, or you know, because you're naturally in a position to where you feel like it's the haves and the have-nots. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, the successful individuals we surround ourselves with, when we see those posts, good for that guy. I want to know what he did to get there. What clues is he leaving behind that I can utilize to formulate a similar level of success, right? It's but if you're naturally that type of person who looks at other people with a sense of scarcity in your own, I think that's where you have to absolutely shut those off. If you're that type of person, for sure.
It's a mindset shift.
Absolutely.
When you start looking at folks that are successful and mm-hmm, you feel happy for them, that's when the shift changes for you. And it's very interesting because I think I've been this way forever, but maybe not. I'm sure there was some time in my life I was like mad that somebody was successful. I love when people win.
Amen.
I love when somebody hits a huge goal, a big sales goal. They signed up 15 members this week. They did a million. They did 2 million. They did 10 million. That to me is amazing. They got the Lambo. They got this or whatever floats their boat.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're going to show everybody in the world on social media that they're being successful. That's the first thing that they do. I have a friend that listens to the show. He's going to Funnel Hacking Live because he's going across stage. He's getting his Two Comma Club award. And of course, I razzed him a little bit. And I said, look, man, please don't run an ad with that damn plaque in it.
I'm this guy.
Don't do it. He said, well, you almost kind of have to. It's like a coming of age thing. But I was congratulating him. Welcome to the club, all the stuff. It's very, very cool. But nobody's going to show you the grind.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to put the grind on display, or the failures. They're not going to put the failures on display. Of course, they're only going to show successes. So if 100% of what you're seeing is success, you know it's not real.
Absolutely.
And it's not reality. It's not reality. So let's talk about some of the grind, right? So we get up every day. We look at I don't know what your routine is. Like for me, it's right to the gym. Pre-workout to the dome, heavy metal on the way in, or maybe business radio, but sometimes it's heavy metal on the way in, crush the weights, come home, you know, eat breakfast, shower, and then, you know, calls are at 9 or calls are at 10, depending on the day for me. And that's what sets the tone for the day. And I know that if I don't do that exactly the same, the rest of the day goes to shit.
It's off, and it's weird. It doesn't have to, it's not even like it, you know, it actually has a direct correlation to the work or the next thing or whatever it is. It's physical, it's mental, it's energy. There is like an unknown, when you're out of your routine, you're in a funk. You're just not the best version of yourself. And that's half the battle. Getting up and doing exactly what you need. You know, you personally, it's not, everything's not the same for everybody. But if you feel that these components make you
the best,
ready for presenting your best foot for the rest of the day, why not execute those every damn day?
Sure.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group, and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Sure, and I feel bad because my daughter's in horse riding, and she asked me to go to practice every morning, and I tell her no a lot. And unfortunately, it's kind of letting her down, and a lot of people are like, dude, Tim, that's you're an ass. Don't do that. That's your kid. Trust me, I've been to plenty of these horse
and there's a reason she can go to horse lessons is the other half of it, right?
But what my child won't understand is that if I don't do what I need to do, she can't get the best version of me later.
Absolutely.
And it is sad in a way, but trust me, we're going to Tucson tomorrow, and we're we just got leased a horse. She's getting full support. But I'm not physically at the practice. I'm at the events. I'm at every third practice or whatever. Because if I don't hit the routine, I'm off for the day. And very similar to you.
Yeah.
What's nice about fitness and gym owners is the workout isn't going to be the problem for most of us.
Yeah.
This is part of your day. You love fitness. And so that alone, you're already ahead. Because the general population, that's the biggest struggle, is getting to the gym. That's the biggest struggle. You listening, you're going to the gym.
Was it 84% of the nation you just beat right today, right there? Boom. Just by showing up.
The old, and it might still be, probably pretty
close.
IRSA put out a statistic, 84% of the population does not work out, belong to a gym, or do anything physical. That's sad.
That's scary.
84%.
That's huge.
So you're in the 16%. As a gym owner, you're going to go to the gym. You're in the gym. Like, there's no excuse for you not to work out. So if you're not working out as a gym owner, flip that switch on the quick.
Yeah,
you got to live the lifestyle if you want to push your clients to be their best as well. So the point I'm trying to make is you got your routine, whatever your routine, maybe you're an afternoon workout guy or in the middle of the day. Like Zach's out there working out right now. It's the middle of the day. That's his play. Cool. But he's doing it. And that's the point. So there's a story about the 20-mile march, and I don't know it word for word, but you hear the term 20-mile march all the time, right? It came from a book. It came from an expedition.
It was the battle of, it was the two guys going to, was it the Southern Pole? The battle, Rick tells a story, and he does it very well.
It was great. It was two camps, and I don't know the names, and look, I'm going to butcher the story, but the point you're going to take it away right now is there was two camps. One camp would every single day get up, rain, sleet, snow, wind, hail, what didn't matter. They're going 20 miles today, the 20-mile march. They're going to get up. They're going to camp out that night. They're going to get back up in the morning. They're going to go trudging through the snow, hail, sunny or not. And they're going 20 miles.
20 miles.
Every single day. And that was that camp's plan. Boom, boom, boom. And it was a race between two camps. The other camp would get up. If it was grayed out, they would go 30 miles.
As far as they could push it.
But when it was raining, sleet, snow, they would stay camped out for 1, 2, 3 days in a row while the other team was just pushing through, going through the grind, doing the things necessary, the boring stuff in your business, right? And of course, as the moral of the story goes, the team that did the 20-mile march got to their destination before the other camp. And that's just an analogy to say every day doing the things that you need to do to get the job done, no matter if it's sunny, no matter if it's hailing in
that's
your face,
it right there.
You're going to do those things. No matter if your daughter's asking you to go to horse, you're going to go work out. And that's, look, there's going to be, I'm going to get some backlash because family first. My family and I have a great support system. They know that they know the play and they understand. And look, it's 6 days a week. I'm not going 6 days a week to a horse race, you know, love her to death, but, you know, it's not the heat. It's just, if I go to horses, I'm not going to go.
You're not doing the routine.
To the routine. Yep. So they understand. It's not a big look. That's my life to worry about, not yours. So don't give me any shit for that. However, the point is that every day when you wake up to go to the gym, to go to work, to go to headquarters, and you're going to do your job today, you know you got to make those sales calls. You know you got to write the email. You know that trash got to get taken out. Maybe it's you, maybe it's not, right? Like, you know
that has to happen.
Yeah. You know you got to train those clients. They may be having a bad day. You can't have a bad day. You can't. There's things that have to get done to push the business forward, and you must do those every single
day. The 20 mile march is a good, it's a great story to highlight the emotion that we go into our days with, right? Work is not emotional. While we're emotional about it, the things that happen in your business should happen because they need to happen, not because you feel like they, you know, doing it today. And so if you can become and work towards being a little bit more disciplined, and maybe it's the things I think I talked about on the podcast. One of my favorite things to do, and something that I've started to attribute in my work life, whatever life, is when something pops up and it's adversity and I don't want to do it, that's the first thing I go and do.
Go attack it.
You have to, because you know, all of these things have so much buildup, right? We allow them to just fester and become this dark cloud that it's taking from the best version of you and everything else you're doing while it's sitting in the back burner, waiting to get done, pushed off, kicked down the road. Well, all of those things that you're doing and putting in front of that are being affected by that. Mm-hmm. So if you can run, go knock that out, now you have that sense of accomplishment. Now you're on cloud nine because you just got the biggest thing in your, whatever it may be, workload that you didn't want to do, you just got finished with it.
And it just hit us not too long ago where we were having a tough time selling the Grow Summit out, and it was just timing. It was the world that we're in right now. People are nervous about traveling and everything else was adverse. We pulled the plug on it. We pushed it to May, and immediately the cloud lifted. Mm-hmm. There was no more worry about that one thing, even though it didn't get solved. It will get solved, but it's not in my face. And now, look at all the things
we said that. I think we said that. This is it. It's on paper. It's done. Let's remove the emotion. That's the decision.
Yeah. But now since that's happened, all these things have opened up. We've got stuff going on that we'll tune you into another time. Soon. We'll announce it. But it's like it all makes sense.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. And that one thing was in the way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not like we did the event and it was great and then we're after that. No, we moved it to a better time that's going to work better for a lot of people.
Yeah. And that was the thing, like the emotion that we had on it was we didn't want to let it go. Mm-hmm. We wanted to fight to put on that event. We wanted to be able to get our people there. We wanted, you know, it made us feel good to be able to have that and make every... We had to kind of like, you know, bite the bullet and just say, you know what? On paper, it's the best thing for everybody if we take it off and we shelf it till, you know, the early next year. And if we follow through with the things that we wanted to do, mm-hmm. we'd be fighting to, you know, host that event. And then we would have been...
Everything else would have been on the back burner.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but that's the difference, right? So the 20-mile march, not emotional. Sunshine, rain, sleet, snow, whatever it may be, do the damn work. Mm-hmm. The other end, cool, I feel like it today. Let me go get as far as I can. Okay, well, tomorrow, the next day, maybe we take 3 days off. Well, now, you know, I use a term a lot with momentum or in business, and we talk about momentum all the time with our stuff.
Yes.
When you're momentum, you need to run. You need to, the way that I've always, and some coach probably taught it to me at some point, but the struggle of getting something started is like getting water from a well. If you've ever had a well, or if you ever pumped water at a well, like public parks have those big wells sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you ever pump the water, it's a lot of hard work in the beginning, right? There's no water coming out. You got 5, 6, 10 pumps before you even see water. Well, then the water is flowing. Well, once the water is flowing, it's one finger. That's all it takes to keep that momentum going. It's steadily flowing. Mm-hmm. But you stop,
You got
to
start.
And guess what? Now you got to go right back to the bottom. It's like a locomotive. Like it's all that momentum, right? Getting going.
It's just like marketing. It's
business. It's all of it. So, I think it was John C. Maxwell. It was doing an interview recently, and he was talking. The whole thing was about consistency and just doing the work. Consistency compounds.
Hey, 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 Tim Lyons here. Look, I know running a gym day in and day out can be a challenge. It's often hectic and stressful, but remember, you are not alone. And if you ever feel weighed down by the pressure and you're searching for a lifeline, we've got just the thing. I would love to invite you to our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program at winninggym.com/grow. Listen, it's designed to give you tangible results. It transforms your struggle into sustainable growth, and it is a game changer for so many gym owners out there. Again, that's winninggym.com/grow. Check it out, and let's turn those day-to-day challenges into triumphs. All right, now let's get back to the show.
And so when today's, you know, you do the activity today, and then you do it the next day, and you do the next day, now it's a habit, now it's form, you know, that compounds over time. When you're 3 days on, offer. I mean, look at results in the gym. Mm-hmm. It's no different. We know our you don't have to be 7 days in the gym. If you got that guy who's there 3 days every week and he's hitting 3 days every single week
for long term,
he's got 10 times the result than the guy who could be there 7, you know, 3, 5, traveled for 2 weeks. You know, like, no, it's the consistency, business, momentum, marketing, yes. Sales. It's all the same. All the same.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. And hopefully this is resonating with you in a way that we're like, you know, a lot of you are high performers.
Absolutely.
You know, the DNA of your being is, yeah, you're a high performer. You're going to do the work. But there's other people that, I would say if you're a business owner, you're probably the high performer, I would imagine. But the general population, the people that dread Mondays, the people are working for the weekends, You know, like those are the folks that have the harder time doing the grind work just to get it done because, you know, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Those are the people that this probably hits a little bit harder, but there's plenty of gym owners out there that you're going to put stuff off. You know, you got to do it and you're just going to wait till the perfect time or until you feel like it. And either that doesn't get done or all these other things get in the way. Like it'll never happen.
We'll go one step further. And maybe you are the high performer. Maybe you're the top, you know, upper echelon of the gym owners that, you know, what's next, you know, Like coaches have coaches, you know, Michael Jordan had more coaches than anybody in the damn world. And he was the top end of his game. Why? Because he always wanted to excel, always wanted to be challenged, always wanted to be something better than what he was today. And unfortunately, you know, there's always the waves of life, right? Like you get momentum or you feel good about how things are going. And what do? You fire the coach or you, like our clients, right? Like, oh, you know, I've been in the gym, I've been getting the results. I know how to do this now. I don't need a personal trainer. And then what happens? Flat on their face. Right? Yeah. Because all of the things that coach was providing that they aren't providing for themselves, the accountability, the support, the cues, all of these things aren't there to, you know, anymore. But the belief was, and they thought they could do it on their own, and they fall off. And that would be my challenge. Is not that guys, you don't have to be, we're not dogging on you. We're not trying to say, hey, you're not doing all these things, you're doing it wrong, you need to do all these things. It's look inward, look at where your day's at, look at the things you do very, very well, or the areas that maybe you struggle in, and figure out what you feel is the next level for you as an individual and your performance. Seek help, seek, you know, the masterminds, the coaching programs, the books. I mean, Tim and I every single day have our head in a book. I mean, it's just consistency. We read anything that can get us some form of the next level. I, without a doubt, know that the reason that we're able to sit in this seat and be able to help others is because of that hunger, right? We're consistently putting ourselves in the place of the student and continually trying to raise our level of success personally. And that, you know, carries over into the things that we do.
Well, it's a great point because there was a time in between masterminds where we weren't in one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I was constantly seeking what is the one that we need to be in. So I was like shopping around and checking things out. We landed on the one that we were in. But the point is, I knew that we're not top performer, not optimal. We're not maximizing what we can do without being in the right crowd.
Exactly.
And so we sought it out, or I sought it out on purpose, because we know we practice what we preach, right? So we're preaching to you that you need to surround yourself with driven individuals that are doing things that you want to do. So why weren't we?
Yeah.
It wasn't that we didn't want to, I just didn't have the right, I didn't find the right one yet. And now everything's good, right? Everything is great in the world, and we're moving on down that path. So, you know, the point of this today is, like you said, Randy, is to look inward. Where can you perform better? Seek out your gaps, right? So if you've got a hole in marketing, seek that out. Seek the solution. We just told you about the solution at the beginning of this podcast. If that sounds great for you, seek it out. Jump on a call. If it's programming in your gym and you don't feel like that's your strong point, and maybe you're leaving it up to your coaches, which is a bad idea. There's plenty of episodes backwards from here that we could talk about why that's a bad idea, letting your coaches do all the programming and not coming from the gym. Seek it out. Seek solutions for that, right? And seek out what you are lacking. We surround, like, I hire people that are better than me at a lot of things. Like, Zach's better at a lot of the programming, is one of them for him. Like, I'm not going to be the one programming anything. You know, my programming probably sucks. You know, I probably won't get anybody results. So hire people that know better and then give them that, you know, get out of the way. And that's the other thing. Get out of the way. Delegate.
Get out of the way.
So anyways, guys, that's really it for this show. We just wanted to kind of like push you a little bit, open your eyes a little bit. Tell you that, like, look, if it was easy, everybody would be, I put a quote out there, it's been a while. If it were easy, everybody on the street would be walking around with six pack abs, millionaire business owners. And why are they so rare? Cause it ain't easy. Yeah. And if that's what you want to be, the six pack millionaire business owner, you know, or multimillionaire business owner, know that you got to do the work.
And you got to do what other, like, and that's the thing. When you're surrounded by other people who've done that or been there, you're like, it success leaves clues. You don't have to try and reinvent the wheel. The Iron Circle is a great example of that, right? Every single person in there, they're all competitors in theory, right? Now I don't think anyone's in a locality that's direct state. Competitor or anything.
No, yeah. Everybody's in different states.
But if you think about it, right, we're all the same business. And so everybody's usually pretty tight-lipped about where they're seeing their success. Not in a room like that. No. You go in a room like that, everybody's telling you there's the best of what I have. Go do it yourself.
Yep.
And that's the difference. The egos are stripped and it's not competition. Everybody's there to level everybody up. And
it's amazing.
That's the position you need to find yourself in, whether it be with us, whether it be a coach, whether it be, you know, even books or materials or whatever it is. But if you feel that there can be more and you're doing nothing about it, that's on you.
Correct. All right, guys. Go take action. Do the grind work. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Built to Grow podcast. Hopefully you got some great information from that last episode. And while you're at it, for your chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card, we are doing a State of the Union survey. It will only take you 3 minutes. That's why we made the URL winninggym.com/3 minutes. Looking to get about 1,000 responses. And when we do get those responses, we're going to host a webinar and show you who won the gift card. So when you get a chance, please head over to winninggym.com/3 minutes, and we'll see you on the next show.